Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, one and all. We're on day two of catching up with our beloved quitters. Today, we're going to hear from Ellie Kremendahl and get an update from her as to whether or not she quit. I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and this is Should I Quit? Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Thanks for getting on with me and then just letting me assault you with questions out of the gate. First, do you happen to remember what you came on this podcast to talk about?
Yes. It was either should I quit vaping or nicotine?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we ended, you were like, I'm going to quit and I'm going to put all that money toward a new tattoo. Because it became about you, you circled in on something that really stuck with me. You were like, I think I just like to fuck with life a little bit. And this is about flirting with a death wish. And that tattoos felt chaotic enough to you in a similar vibe. How is that going?
Well, I have not quit. And I have to tell you that I almost said no to this because I'm so replete with shame and guilt about it. And I was like dreading it all day because
No,
I'm like happy to talk with you, but I feel like, I mean, I have failed to quit and I feel angsty about it, but that is nothing new. I have felt angsty about this for years.
I mean, are you at least saving up for a new tattoo anyway?
No, I'm not allowed.
No, see, I hate that. Just also get
a new tattoo. No, Vanessa, no, this is not helpful. I don't need any enablers in my life beyond the ones I already have. And I enable myself enough.
Okay. No new tattoos until you quit nicotine, Ellie.
Well, what was so helpful, and I mean, there was a lot that was really meaningful to me in our conversation. And the reason I thought the tattoo would work is because it's not something I can justify spending money on right now. And I thought maybe that would push me enough to do it, but I was underestimating my addiction. And yeah, and I felt so like moved to quit. Like I was like sure when we got off the call, I was like, I'm going to do it. I think I told my partner, I was like, I'm doing it. I had this transformative podcast experience. And then I was like, tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow. But I think about it every day. I'm really, I'm so tortured about it.
I don't want you to be tortured.
But shouldn't I be? Because isn't it good to be tortured about something that you're doing that is actively hurting you? I think yes.
I don't know. Here's what I think, Ellie. I think addiction is one of those murky values spaces where you're like, I don't want to say pull yourself up by your bootstraps because it's more complicated than that. But nor do I want to say that you're a victim of your addiction, because of course you can if you want to. But like, all I feel is compassion. I'm not judging you.
Well, I really appreciate that, Vanessa. Thank you. And I would not stand in judgment to me either if I was talking to me right now, nor do I stand in judgment to anyone who's dealing with any kind of addiction. But I also think it's something I've justified for a very long time. Like, I'm powerless over my addiction, yes, because I'm in recovery. And I think we talked about this last time. Like, I absolutely know what to do to quit. And it's like, that is within my power. Like, I can take those steps. And I've been unwilling. I just have not been willing. But I don't know. I think I might be getting there, because it's kind of like, up till this point, the like guilt and shame and like disappointment I feel with myself around it has not had, I guess, as heavy a weight as my desire to continue to do it. But I feel like it makes me think a little bit about what it was like before I quit drinking, because I'm starting to feel like that balance might be shifting. Because, yeah.
No. Why?
I mean, even just the way I felt today, knowing that we were going to talk about this, I feel like at different points in my life, even like the last time we talked about it, which was only a handful of months ago, yeah, I would probably have more levity, like just been like, I didn't quit. I don't care. But I did not feel that today. I was just like, I feel like I'm letting myself down.
Okay. So I still want you to quit because you want to quit.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we can do to support you in this? Or is it just sending you love and good vibes as you're on your journey?
It's such a good question. It's like, I don't really know. Like, I think I was kind of fooling myself around the tattoo because I know better. Like, I know in my gut that no reward actually helps you quit anything. So it's really just like finding the willingness. So I guess just, yeah, maybe good energy. That's really it. I feel like there's nothing really that's going to help besides that willingness, you know?
Ugh. I mean,
it sucks.
As someone who tells herself today is the day on all number of things, I really do have nothing but like the best wishes for you.
Thank you.
And as little shame as possible.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's so interesting. Like, I feel like the shame is, I can't remember if we talked about this last time or not, but I do feel like it's like maybe a misguided attempt to get me to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the punishment, but it doesn't help either. It doesn't help.
I love what you said, that it's just about the willingness, right? Like, yeah, are you really willing to suffer for it, right? Because it's painful to stop doing something that you're addicted to.
You know what actually makes me want to quit is that, see, this is another thing that probably won't work, but I'm going to visit my parents for a week, and the thought of surreptitiously vaping in the bathroom, because I don't want my parents, who are literally in their 70s, and I'm like a full on like middle-aged woman.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to feel like I'm a teenager in that way. So I'm like, maybe I should just quit before I go to Florida. But also, I could just sneakily vape. They're not going to know unless they listen to this, and then they will. But
when are you visiting, and when is this coming out?
Oh no, this will come out after. So they won't. They won't. Yeah.
Mom and dad, Ellie vaped while you, well.
Now I'm in trouble. Although I think that it's like we talked about last time too. I think there is this kind of twisted way where I'm like, that's part of the appeal. I'm totally. Just like, I have to go to the bathroom where I'm going to do something bad, like a teenager, you know?
Well, it's not going to be if you're willing. It's going to be when.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's actually helpful to hear. I feel so bad because I can see in your face right now that you're like, you're powerless over my addiction. And you can't fix it. And I know what that's like.
I don't want to fix your addiction.
I feel like you do wish you could fix it a little bit.
I don't wish I could fix your addiction. I wish that I could make you not sad about your addiction. That is what I wish.
Okay, okay.
I'm queen of the enablers. And the only reason I'm not enabling you is because you asked me not to enable you. So I'm enabling you not being enabled, right? Like, I just want everyone to be nice to themselves all the time.
I get it, yeah.
So that's what I want to do. But yelling at someone, just be nice to yourself, I have found is ineffective.
I understand. Yeah, and I'm a little bit, I have a little, like, light codependence too. So I'm like, I can see that I'm making you suffer because you can't make me not suffer. And then I want to make you not suffer. It's very gift of the magi.
Oh, man. We're cute. Ellie, you just keep us posted. And I don't know, whenever you feel bad about yourself, just think about how fond I am of you.
Aw.
Very fond.
That's so sweet.
This was a special episode of Should I Quit? A quick plug for Ellie's wonderful podcast, Shame Spiral. You can probably tell from this episode, but Ellie is a brilliant psychotherapist and a comedian, and she puts both of those talents to work, talking to guests about their shame. Go and listen and come back here tomorrow for our next Did They Quit?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.